Kappa Antithesis is a program that centers on new music, and you'll get to hear several compositions from several ensembles today, and we'll talk with each ensemble either just after or just before they play. The first group is known as Fluoride Ensemble, and they'll open up with chant in G minor. That's the first of several selections from Fluoride Ensemble. And that one was written by Nate Zavala, age 17, who was the pianist for that composition. The next one features a composition by clarinet player Owen Capo Stewart. And it is entitled Closure.
Thank you.
And now our final composition, Solange Zavala. I hope I got that correct. Did I? Am I close? I did. That's good. Who's 14 years of age, and the composition is Sunset Motion. Thanks to each of you for being here. Do you want to come over and sit by the microphone so we can talk? And if you're just joining us, these are members of Kappa Antithesis. This is all student-composed music, and we're going to be getting the next ensemble, the Neon Arsenic Ensemble, set to go while we talk with members of the Fluoride Ensemble this morning. Thank you for being with us. Just come on in and have a seat, and we'll get a chance to chat with each of you. Any shout-outs we could do at this time, too. How shall we start? Let's start with the veteran. I know Nate has been here before, so we'll say hello. Just pivot that microphone over so it's in front of you there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell me about the ensemble and sort of how you compose, sort of the process to get to where you are today.
Well, we were given, it was supposed to be sort of like Gregorian chant. That was sort of inspired by that type of music. And but of course, like we all didn't, it wasn't in the style of Gregorian chant. But at least for my piece, I the melody was a single note, mm-hmm. and everyone played it, which is it's something like Gregorian chant, and I think everyone kind of they also did similar things to that.
Yeah, you all looked like you were really enjoying playing with each other on all of the songs, and just it's very engaging music to listen to as well as to play. Nate, is this your junior year or senior year?
Junior year.
Are you thinking about majoring in music? Or not everybody at Kappa necessarily is going to end up doing that.
I'm not sure yet, but it's definitely an option, possibility.
Yeah, it's a little earlier. Any shout-outs or acknowledgments you'd like to make?
My girlfriend, Mara. Shout-out to her.
Very good. A good, appropriate thing. I'll even give her a shout out just to be sure. Hi, Mara. let's meet who is on your left. You can use. Oh, you can. No hellos.
There's nothing to say.
Well, we were going to acknowledge Rowan playing bass on that last piece. Let me just ask you. You're in what year?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. I was just curious about the shirt that you have on, the Allegheny. What is that program, though?
It was a police camp I went to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Allegheny County Camp Cadet.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't read it. Well, great. You sounded great playing bass. How long have you played?
This is my third year playing bass.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us. And we have the clarinetist from the group next, Owen Capo Stewart.
It's actually Owen Capo.
Capo, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
In music, you just assume it had to be the capo. Is that your mom's maiden name or a family name?
Yeah, it's my mom's last name. It's Capo.
I'll bet you get it the other way all the time. Yeah. I should have checked with you first.
That's all right.
Any shout-outs or hellos or acknowledgments?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's probably, I mean, maybe some people from Capo that are listening to this, so. Shout out to them if they are.
Excellent. What year are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
And what? Where did you go to middle school?
I went to Colfax for middle school.
And what prompted you to want to go to Kappa?
Because, I mean, I would get the opportunity to play my instrument every day. I've been playing clarinet since, like, 4th grade. But I knew that Kappa, I heard a lot of good things about it. It is a good school. It's not just a good school for the music. It's good for, you know, academics. And there's a lot of stuff about Kappa that I like that I'm not sure I would get if I went to a different high school.
Yeah, I think some people don't realize that Pittsburgh Kappa is rigorous in academics as well as the arts. Typically, I think your morning schedule is all academic classes, right? And then at some point in the day, can you tell me a typical day, what classes you would take and then how the day changes over?
Typical day, you have three academic classes each morning pretty much. And they all last like an hour and a half.
So that would be like math, science, history?
Yeah, okay. Stuff like that. And then you have lunch and then you go to your major. So at Kappa, that could be playing, you know, your instrumental. It could be acting if you're in theater. It could be singing. It could be writing, stuff like that. So that's what you do for the rest of your afternoon.
Yeah, and the cool thing, too, is the instructors at Kappa, many who I know, I'll bet Rowan knows Paul Thompson, Mr. Thompson, who is a world-renowned bassist. You've got Mr. Opie, Ben Opie, playing sax. If you're an acting student, Chris Latta is teaching. So you're learning from world-class professionals at a great school. Thank you for being here, too. Let's turn finally to our two violinists. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Solange Zwala, and I'm a freshman at high school. Pittsburgh, Kappa.
Any shout-outs at all?
No.
No. Now, you've got a Boston Marathon shirt on. Have you run that, or do you like to run?
Oh, it's Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I could just see the M and the A.
It's my friend.
Okay.
Anyway, but,
I know the New York Marathon was last week, and we were talking a lot about the marathon during the week in the office, and all I could see was the MA, and you're probably wondering, what is he talking about? Is this your first year at Kappa, or were you there earlier?
I went to middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the transition was like for you? What was your prior school?
I went to Pittsburgh Montessori.
Okay.
And I've only been to Pittsburgh Montessori. Like, I didn't change any school, so this is my first time, like, going to a new school, I guess. And it was kind of intimidating. It was downtown, and the building is very big and a lot of floors. But I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting experience to be right downtown in the midst of everything. And I'm always curious what the transition is like for folks, because it's and there might be people listening right now wondering if they can do it or not. So thank you for being here. And then finally, I think we have Riley, right?
Yeah.
Hi. And Riley, you're 17. Junior or senior?
I'm a senior. It's my fourth year in antithesis.
And here you are. It's March. It's your senior year, and you're still cooking. You haven't slowed down yet, which can happen this time of year.
Yeah.
What are your plans for fall?
I'm going to go to Pitt, actually. I'm going to stay local.
Excellent. Yeah. And what will you study?
I think I will study biology, but I'm still going to do music on the side because I really love it.
Oh, fantastic. Any acknowledgments you'd like to make or hellos?
I guess I'll shout out my parents. They're great. Cool sometimes.
We could do Mara, too, Nate's
yeah,
girlfriend,
and Mara.
Just for fun. Well, you all sound wonderful together. Thank you so much for being here. Did anybody else want to mention anything that maybe I didn't give you a chance to? We want to be sure you all get a chance to just say hello, even though we have so many students. Thank you. We'd love to have you back sometime in this formation or any other. So, join me in thanking Fluoride Ensemble. We're going to get the Neon Arsenic Ensemble ready to go, and they'll be performing very shortly. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3, WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIU PFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and 96.3 WOHM Charleston, South Carolina. Good morning, Charleston. We're so happy you're with us. Also, a great group of internet radio stations and streaming services available on your audio device of choice. Now, from Pittsburgh Kappa, you are going to hear from a quintet of students ranging in age from 14 to 17. They'll do three selections I'll announce them before each, and then we'll talk with each of the students. The first one is by Olivia Woody, who is one of the violinists in the group, and it is called Along the Coast. The next selection you're going to hear has a name I can't wait to say. It's a composition from Owen Fielding, who is another violinist in the group, and it is Post-Dimensional and Tropic Decay in Q minor. We'll have to find out about that instrument we heard at the very end. I know it was played by Maureen Fabian. We now come to percussionist Aidan Wolland's composition, and it's called Mercurial Journey. Thank you. There you've got the Neon Arsenic Ensemble. Come on over and so we can talk with each of you, and we're going to get the Mercury Ensemble ready to go next. The Mercury Ensemble is going to add our first cello and vibraphone of the day, first and only use of the cello and vibraphone today. As you come over to talk, let me just encourage you to be about 6 inches or so away from the microphone so we can hear you. I didn't get much of a chance to meet you ahead of time, so I'm just going to ask you to please introduce yourself once you're seated. And why don't we get started? Maureen, why don't we start with you and have you say hello. You're the flautist of the group. That's good. These guys are good about taking care of their music. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Maureen Fabian. I'm a junior at Kappa, and I've been playing the flute since I was in about fourth grade.
It really looks like you enjoy playing what I was watching you play. Now, you made that noise at the end of the post-dimensional entropic delay in Q minor.
Yeah.
What was that, like a little...
It was supposed to be like kind of like a duck call.
That's what it sounded like.
Because, I don't know, Owen had the idea of it being, you know, like that. And I don't know, that's like a weird talent, I guess you could call it, that I can do.
Most people need one of these.
Yeah.
But how did your sound...
I don't know. I've always been able to do it.
So. You sounded great. any shout outs or hellos to anyone?
No. Just shout out to any Kappa people listening, because, you know, love you guys, you know.
Thank you for being here. Let's meet who's on your left. What's your name?
My name's Olivia Woody. I'm a sophomore at Kappa. I play violin. I've been playing since first grade.
Excellent. Any shout-outs or hellos?
Any family that's listening that isn't in the audience with me?
Excellent. Hello. If they don't hear you now, they'll hear you when this is broadcast later as part of our podcast series. Let's go to our next person sitting right next to you. Come on up just a little bit so we can be sure we hear you. What's your name?
I'm Owen Fielding. I am in ninth grade at Kappa.
And you wrote the duck call using song. Did you write the duck call in it? Excellent. Tell me about yourself. What are your interest areas?
I enjoy playing the violin, obviously.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us. And Aiden is next. Let's pivot that microphone over so we can hear you. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Any shout-outs?
I guess I'll give a shout-out to my parents and my brother, Zach.
Excellent. Does Zach play as well?
He plays piano.
And what year are you in, though?
I'm a freshman, ninth grade.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us. We're moving everybody in and out so quickly here. Is there anything special about Kappa that you think folks ought to know that they might not realize? A lot of folks have perceptions about Kappa that they may be surprised to learn or are not exactly correct. We talked earlier about the rigorous academics. Does anything come to mind that you might mention, or any of you for that matter?
I think, I know when I first got into Kappa, a lot of people were like, oh, Kappa's like a snobby school. It's where all the snobby people go. But then, like, once I got to Kappa, like, I realized that, like, the school, it's very accepting of everything. So you just kind of, you know, you just gotta put yourself out there. You can't be really afraid.
That's a really good point, because Kappa students are among the most down-to-earth, just normal, typical students, true of most Pittsburgh public school students.
Yeah.
We have not met our keyboard player from the group as of yet, and that's Kieran Koenig. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Kieran. I play piano. I've been playing piano since I was about 6 years old, so it's been about 10 years.
It's a long time. Any shout-outs to anybody?
Hi, Mom.
And this is the Neon Arsenic Ensemble. Did you all pick your own names? I mean, they're all part of the theme of, I guess, heavy metals or metals of some sort.
Yeah, but every year we do, like, a reoccurring theme of, like we all pick, like, one. Like, we'll pick a topic or, like, a subject and then name it after that.
So. Well, you sounded great. Thanks to all of you for being with us this morning. And we're going to get the Mercury Ensemble ready to go. No actual Mercury will be used in their performance. They'll be set with a couple numbers in just a moment. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on Community Radio. That's the group known as the Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade. They were live in our studios. Actually, it's been a while. Let me get the date on when the Armadillos were here. That goes back to 2010, June 19th. Coming up later today, we have Sweetheart of the Barricades. They're going to be performing in our 11 o'clock hour, and also coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we are going to have Snowdonia, coincidentally a group from Pittsburgh Kappa as well. If you're just joining us, Kappa Antithesis is the new music program, the program for new music, that's a better way of putting it, at Pittsburgh Kappa, where students create atonal as well as more traditional compositions. As part of that program, they are under the direction of Mr. Young, and we now have the Mercury Ensemble with six members, including three violins, a viola, a vibraphone, and a cello. And the first composition we're going to hear is Elena Turbovic's composition entitled The Elephant Song. The Mercury Ensemble second piece is from Will Fidosh. He is 16, and it is called The Village. Mercury Ensemble, I loved the way everything blended together there. If you'd like to speak and say hello, come on over to our microphones. If not, that's fine, too. I want to give you all a chance to give a quick shout-out or acknowledgement to anybody you care to, and we'll just find out a little bit more about you, too. Please just have a seat, and why don't we start with the composer of the tune we just heard from, Will, and I'll ask you to just pivot that mic over to you. How old are you, Will?
I'm 16.
And tell me about just the process of notating that.
Yeah, so the way I wrote it is a bunch of chords, so it's not necessarily notes, but I have chords, and the name of the chord's written, and it goes in a circle motion. It's a little bit different than your normal music.
So the notes of the chord, you're just playing the individual notes?
Yeah. Here, Will, grab the piece of music behind you.
Yeah, I've got a piece right here. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can kind of see how it just, you pick one of those notes and kind of move through it as Mr. Young conducts and switch chords.
Cool. Yeah. Any acknowledgments you'd like to give or anybody to say hello to?
Thanks to my mom and my buddy, Nevin.
That's what you do. Excellent. Let's pivot over to who's sitting on your right. Come on up a little closer. What's your name?
I'm Ingrid.
And how old are you?
I'm 14. I'm a freshman.
Any shout-outs at all?
My parents, I guess.
Did you do your earlier grades at Kappa too, or is this your first year?
Yeah, this is my first year.
How's Ms. Perlman?
Good. She's nice.
Things. What's the transition been like for you? Good.
It's good. I mean, I moved here from Oregon, and so like it's kind of like new and stuff.
I bet.
It's good.
Well, excellent. Thank you for being here today. And it was fun to listen to you play. Let's see who we have next. What's your name?
My name's Elizabeth. I'm a sophomore.
And also a violinist. Any hellos or shout-outs?
Hi to my mom and dad.
Excellent. Thank you. And then we also have ready to say hello. I think this is Skyly, right?
Yes.
And I'll bet, did you get Skylar sometimes when they see your name?
All the time.
I'll bet. And I noticed right away, and I said, yep, Skyly, I got it. It's a pretty name. What year are you in at Kappa?
I am in 10th grade.
And anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
I'd really like to say thank you to my mom and dad for supporting me through this whole journey of trying to get into Kappa, getting into Kappa, and getting everything I need. Kappa.
Well, that's great. What neighborhood are you from?
Lincoln Place, the place no one knows about.
Oh, I know about Lincoln. Did you go to Pittsburgh Lincoln by any chance?
No, Mifflin Elementary.
Okay. Well, I know that school well, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to all of you. And also, let's acknowledge the composer, the other composer, Elena, with the Elephant Song, who started up. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Did I miss anybody? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm looking right through you. Forgive me. What's your name?
My name's William Tinker.
I'm sorry, William. And you were playing the vibraphone.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed your vibe playing. Do you play that instrument a lot?
Yeah, I've been playing it throughout middle school and a little bit of elementary.
Yeah, I really liked the way you were playing it. What other percussion do you like to play?
Usually xylophone, marimba.
So you're a mallets guy.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any hellos you'd like to pass along?
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy. Yeah.
Those are the people to say hi to. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Boy, I almost missed Will Tinker. That's not a thing. I'm looking right like at the wall behind you. So we're going to get the next group ready to go. They are the Lithium Nickel Ensemble, and we're going to take just a second or two to get them queued up and ready to go because they have some brass instruments for the first time, and we want to be sure we get them just the way they should be, and they will be coming up shortly. Here's a band called Big Snow, Big Thaw, with a tune called Brackish Water. Always makes me think of springtime when I hear this.
Days are long.
It's the group known as Big Snow, Big Thaw. And that goes back quite a ways, 2012, recorded live in our studios. Thanks again for the kind words about featuring some past performers. We've got so many talented people in our region. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing it. We're smack dab in the middle, or dap, smag in the middle of our Youth Express segment, and it's extra special today because we've had four different ensembles from the Kappa Antithesis group. We have one more to go. They'll do two selections, and then Snowdonia is going to be joining us. This group includes a trumpet, guitar, alto sax, and violin, and the first composition is untitled. It's written by the sax player, Karen Madigan, and here it is. Lithium Nickel Ensemble. And now Michael Varlotta, and we know, I'll tell Michael that we know his mom after he plays this song. She teaches at Brashear, yes, I do believe. And we've been working with her in another program. This is called Wait a Minor Second. Bravo, the Lithium Nickel Ensemble. Come on over and let us say hello to you. As I remind folks, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. And I want to turn to Michael right away, if I may. One of the things I noticed is your composition featured relatively small amounts of you, I think, and more of the other players. Tell me a bit about that.
So originally, when we were composing these pieces, we were to compose for all the other members in the group, and we were actually supposed to sit out and not play in our pieces. But after a while of, you know, figuring out things with our own pieces and kind of adding on, I decided to play a little bit myself, but not too much.
And I may not have noticed that as much with the other groups. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, that was the case for them as well. I think I noticed it more with this group because of the instruments here using are a little bit more, they stand out more. Any shout-outs? I already got your mom. I was prompt. Tad Whistle, who's one of our employees, said you better say hello to Michael's mom.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, of course, were always supporting me, but also our beloved instructor, Mr. Young, for allowing us to have these great opportunities to showcase our music and what we do in our group.
Yeah, he does care a lot about all of you. What year are you in?
I'm a junior.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you, and I hope I got Karen, or is it Car? It is Karen, but it's spelled Karen. Come on over. We'll just move that mic over to you. And Karen Madigan, who also was a composer, she did the first piece. You're also a junior?
No, I'm a senior.
Ah, do you know what your plans are for the fall?
Yeah, I'm going to Penn State, Maine in a finance degree.
Excellent. And congratulations on that. Will you start in the fall, or do you have to? Excellent. I know sometimes with Penn State, you get started a little earlier. Any shout-outs or hellos?
My parents, I guess, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's after a long morning like this. I just want to be sure you get a chance. Let's go to our trumpet player next. And yeah, we'll get that microphone in front of you. Sebastian Diaz-Toffel, right?
Yeah.
And how long have you played trumpet?
I started playing trumpet when I was in the third grade.
And it's not easy to get this whole armature thing right.
To get that. There's a lot to it.
All instruments have different challenges, but there's a real physical challenge, mm-hmm. right, to getting your lip, so to speak. Right. Did you find that hard to overcome?
When I first started playing, I had a real embouchure.
Yeah.
And I had to be taught through private lessons to get better at it.
So, excellent.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs to give?
I'd say shout-outs to my parents and my private lesson teacher, Karen Sloniker, who helped me.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us. And let's go to our last student from the Kappa Antithesis program. And this is our guitarist, Ben Craddock. And tell me about yourself.
I'm a sophomore. I've been playing guitar since like third grade.
And tell me, what is the guitar you're playing, the make?
It's a Samick. I got a garage sale like a year ago.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Any shout outs for you?
To my family and my grandma. I think she's listening.
Excellent. Thanks to all four of you. The Lithium Nickel Ensemble. And let me thank Mr. Lenny Young for coordinating this. You've got some fine students at Kappa.
Larry, I am so proud of what they do today, mainly because, especially for Kappa Antithesis, it involves a lot of deep listening, a lot of difficult listening, a lot of interesting sounds, and all of them deal with all of my craziness with dignity and aplomb, and they everything that we have done so far this year, they have tackled with incredible professionalism for a group of young musicians, and I cannot be more prouder of them today.
Terrific. Thanks to all of you, and let's do this again sometime.